Hey there, Calm Crew. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this wild ride we call life. Now, let's be real, things can get pretty messy sometimes, right? Like that time you spilled coffee all over your white shirt right before a big meeting. Or maybe it's that lingering feeling of hurt from an old argument that just won't go away. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional healing. Because honestly, how can we truly thrive if we're carrying around all this emotional baggage? Think about it like this. You wouldn't keep junk in your car indefinitely, would you? It clutters up the space, affects your ability to drive smoothly, and eventually just becomes a mess. Our emotions are no different. We need to make room for healing, for growth, for becoming the best versions of ourselves. So, what does it mean to create the safe space? It's about cultivating an environment where you can be truly vulnerable, where your feelings are accepted and understood without judgment or pressure. This doesn't necessarily mean a physical place, although that can definitely help. It's more about the internal mindset you cultivate. Here are 5 key things to remember when creating the safe space for yourself. 1. Self-compassion first. Ever notice how you're way harsher on yourself than you would be on a friend going through something tough? Try and switch that up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you love. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone experiences setbacks, it's part of being human. 2. Tune into your inner voice. You know that little voice inside your head that sometimes whispers doubts or anxieties? It's important to listen, but don't let it control you. Challenge those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. You've got this. 3. Embrace the power of journaling. Think of your journal as a best friend who never judges, it's always there to listen. Pour out your feelings, write down your worries, even doodle if that helps. Getting those emotions out on paper can be incredibly freeing and gives you clarity. It's like hitting delete on all that mental clutter. 4. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to just breathe and be present. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, even the feeling of your feet on the ground. Mindfulness helps ground you in the moment and reduces stress, creating that calm oasis within. 5. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this life alone. Reach out to trusted friends or family members, a therapist, or even join a support group. Sharing your experiences with others can be incredibly healing and reminds you that you're not alone in your journey. Now, picture this. You're having a tough day. Maybe a project at work didn't go as planned, or maybe you had a disagreement with someone close to you. You feel overwhelmed, frustrated, even a little defeated. But instead of letting those feelings consume you, you take a moment to step back. You breathe deeply, remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way, and then reach for your journal. You write down everything swirling in your head, the anxieties, the frustrations, the fears. As you pour it out onto the page, you start to feel lighter. The pressure starts to ease, replaced by a sense of calm and acceptance. You realize that even though this day was challenging, you're capable of handling it. Think about how powerful that is. By creating a safe space for yourself, you're essentially equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, my friends, remember this. Healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but by cultivating self-compassion, embracing vulnerability, and seeking support when you need it, you can create a safe haven within yourself where you can truly heal and grow. Ready to take action? Start small. Maybe spend 5 minutes today journaling your feelings or practicing a few deep breaths. Remember, every step you take towards creating that safe space is a victory. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra calm in their life. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.